Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We head out to the fan hotline and welcome in one of our favorite guests on the station of CBS Sports, known for her time covering the AFC North, Aditi Kinkabwala joins us. Aditi, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Do you always welcome every guest in by saying one of our favorite guests?
No.
It really doesn't, Aditi.
JP, really? Like, can you tell me if that's really true?
I'm being honest with you. Yeah, no, that's...
Most of the time I tell him secretly I loathe him.
I'm not saying he never does it. He does do it, but I also notice he does it every time with you because it's true.
Well, okay, then I will take that. I will choose to believe that.
You really got no other choice. Aditi.
Fair enough.
What was your reaction and what's your read on Paul DePodesta leaving the Browns organization to go back to baseball and joining the Colorado Rockies?
Time for a new challenge, right? It's been, what, nine and a half years that he's been with the Browns, and there hasn't yet been that moment of great success. So I'm sure that those are his roots, and that's exciting, and therefore off he goes. And clearly the Browns are saying that he helped create some foundational things that are helpful, and they can build off of that.
The timing of it is interesting, though. Do you think this was DePodesta's decision as it's been framed, or do you feel like he just knew the writing was on the wall? Baseball jobs are opening up this time of the year, and so he just needs to get ahead of it.
I think that that's exactly what it is, right? This is the time to get a baseball job. It's sort of, that's the hiring cycle. So why would you sit here and say, okay, I'll wait till the end of the football season. Baseball jobs will be filled by then. So I don't see a conspiracy theory in that.
Aditi, I know that opinions on this are kind of spread across the landscape here. At 2-6, I know a lot of people came in thinking Stefanski, Barry, not in jeopardy at all. Is that how you felt at the beginning of the season? Is that how you feel now?
Well, didn't Jimmy Haslam give Diana Russini of The Athletic a vote of confidence for Kevin Stefanski?
I believe so.
Isn't he on the record having said, yes, that Kevin hasn't been dealt the greatest of hands, and we believe in him and the coach that he is?
But he also added in that stretch there, Aditi, he did also add that you find out in the bad times whether or not people are good enough for the jobs, basically. And so, like, this would be one of those bad times where he could then go back and be like, well, I reassessed, and he didn't do enough there.
Of course he can. I mean, that's his prerogative to change his mind at any point. But, you know, I think this move to ask Tommy Rees to call the plays is completely diametrically different than a year ago with the Ken Dorsey move. And I think that this is really a reflection on how much Kevin wants to win and how egoless he is, and that, hey, I think Tommy can bring something different. I think that maybe there's something that, you know, like this is a young coach who is extremely bright, who is very well thought of for many reasons, who I wanted, who Kevin Stefanski wanted for many reasons. So let's see if that gives us a spark. And I think that's a great statement on who he is.
I have a reason for wanting to ask this, Aditi. At what part of the week do you typically talk to everybody? I know you're always talking to people, but at what part do you typically talk to the players, the coaches, and everyone in anticipation of the game on Sunday?
We will officially talk with the visiting team, which is the Browns, tomorrow on Saturday.
Okay, because I was trying.
We'll have our production meeting with them then.
Okay, because it's been a different week, and I don't know. I want to see your vibe. If this is pro Stefanski, almost pro, like we're backing the coach here, because Wyatt Teller's come out and has talked about wanting to retire here. David Njoku's doing the Wolf of Wall Street, I ain't leaving speeches. Yeah. It's been an almost awkwardly optimistic week, all things considered.
You know, I'll tell you, it's interesting because, of course, this is the Jets. So we've had conversation with the Jets about this, and the Jets made some major, major, major moves this week. And I don't think that anybody could doubt what Quinnen Williams gave to the Jets. But he openly acknowledged that the losing had gotten to him and that he was tired of the losing and that it was significantly affecting him. And we had this conversation. I talked to Garrett Wilson, who is one of my all-time favorites, yesterday. And he was saying to me how from the minute that he's been drafted, he's felt this responsibility to turn this thing around and that he feels like he's failed so far because he hasn't quite yet turned it around. So we were talking to Aaron Glenn and I was asking him about this, you know, like sometimes you love a player and a player means so much to you, but can you acknowledge or recognize when the player's just had too much? Versus do you believe it when a player really wants to be a part of it? And Aaron Glenn said there's no right answer here, but people are wired differently. And there are certain players that get very, very bogged down by the losing. There are certain players that just recognize that they're maybe not themselves anymore. And then there are other players that are just so driven to wanting to be a part of the turnaround, not wanting to go someplace else where somebody else has established a culture, but wanting to be a part of the flipping of the switch. So I say all of this to say I think it's a really, really true thing. And I haven't had the conversation with Njoku, but maybe when he says that, that's part of it. Maybe he's put in this much time and he's like, this place is going to turn at some point and I want to be a part of it turning. Maybe that's it.
Aditi, looking to Myles Garrett, he met with the media today, and he kind of sidestepped some of the questions about the trade rumors that were out there, the Charles Robinson report that Howie Roseman was hot on the trail of Myles Garrett, willing to offer three firsts. And it was interesting because, again, he didn't lean into them, but he certainly didn't lean away from them. I know they just ended because of the trade deadlines passed, but should we expect the Myles trade convo again to start this offseason?
I mean, I think that that's a little bit of the nature of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Of Miles' personality, right? I mean, we had it last year. We're having it now. I don't know. He hasn't unequivocally said, no, I'm committed to completely being a part of this. I really fully 100% believe it'll be turned around. I see the vision. If you don't say that, then you're always leaving the possibility open.
Aditi, you did mention the play calling earlier. What do you think the difference will be in going to Tommy Rees?
I'm actually really interested to see. I don't know. I genuinely, having not had the conversations yet, I don't want to speculate, but I think that there will be some differences. You're not going to see a wholesale difference on offense, obviously. You can't do that midstream like this, and you can't do that with a rookie quarterback. But obviously, this is a move being made because there's an expectation that it's not going to be more of the same.
Aditi, we know you're on the sidelines for Browns-Jets this weekend. I got one more, and I do want to ask about some of the other teams here in the AFC North as well. But specific to this game, we look at it from our side of like, well, you should win this. Like, we're almost discounting the idea that they could lose this because of the trade deadline, because they're coming off the bye, right? The Browns have a lot going. They're favorites on the road, which I don't think they've won. How many straight is it again, JP?
12 straight road games.
12 straight road losses. Yeah. So I'm just, you look at this. So that's how we look at this game. How do you look at this Browns-Jets game?
Yeah, I would warn you against that because I was on the sideline for Bengals-Jets and we thought that was a Bengals game going away and then the Bengals couldn't tackle anybody and look at what happened. So this is the National Football League. I know it sounds like a cliche, but anybody can win any given week.
Why is Aaron Glenn being so cagey about the quarterback situation?
I mean, that's what he wants to do. So he's a first-year head coach. He thinks that helps him in some way. And, you know, against the Bengals, it did, because the Bengals did have to devote a day of practice to Rod Taylor, who operates a little bit differently than Justin Fields. And their young rookie linebackers, the Bengals' young rookie linebackers, had to spend a little bit more time watching Taylor tape that they wouldn't have otherwise. So clearly it worked.
So looking around the division, I thought the Steelers were going to be really good this year, and I feel like I was the only guy that kind of bought into the Aaron Rodgers thing. And here they are, two games up in the division, and it seems like people are like, "Yeah, the Ravens are going to win this thing." I'm just curious, from your standpoint, are you surprised that at 5-3, coming off probably one of their best wins they've had given how the defense played, are you surprised that maybe more people aren't buying into the Steelers being able to take this division this year?
Well, part of it is because Lamar Jackson is the best player in the National Football League, and he elevates everybody around him. So now that he's healthy, how do you possibly count out the Ravens? And then the other part is that, yes, the Steelers defense did indeed play much better this past weekend, but prior to that, there were a string of disappointing performances. So how do you say, okay, done, they're here, you want to see them stack a few good performances. Let's see what they do against the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Stack a few good outings in a row, and then you say, okay, the defense is fixed. The defense is better. The defense is not the defense that we saw on the five-game slide at the end of last year.
Yeah,
you can't really make a definitive statement after just one game.
Yeah, but the defense is such the confusing part. So that's like Nick and I did. We always got in arguments in the offseason. I didn't think Aaron Rodgers would be as good as he's been, mainly because I just saw him with
that
the Jets.
That was your mistake.
And that was my 100%. 100%. I've owned that. Hand up, my bad.
I mean, look at how good Joe Flacco is with T. Higgins and Jamar Chase and Chase Brown.
Okay, that's too soon.
What he looked like with the Browns.
That's too soon, Aditi. That still stings.
But that's the reality. That's the reality. Like, for people to sit here and say that Flacco was washed and old, well, no. Maybe he just needed a functional offense around him.
Oh, we've even taken that a step further. Now I've actually taken it so far, I'm now of the belief that this has dampened the belief in Joe Burrow across the league.
That's a whole other conversation. Maybe we can have another call about that one.
Okay.
Kind of like that conversation right now, Aditi.
But I did. I said, hand up, Aaron Rodgers. I was wrong about that. That's what's so surprising to me about this. But more importantly, I thought if Nick was going to be considered right about the Steelers this offseason, it would be on this defense, that Tomlin has put the top six highest paid players on his team on the defensive side of the ball. And yes, they had a lot of turnovers against Daniel Jones last week, but they really had struggled, Aditi.
I mean, they have, but that's a given. That's been for a few years now, right? And Mike Tomlin set the standard in training camp. He said this could be a historic defense. So you're raising the bar to right there. Anything below that is a disappointment. And, you know, it's schematically, they've not changed a lot. They're not doing a lot of surprising different things. And sometimes you get old fast. I'm not willing to say that they've gotten old fast, but sometimes you need to evolve a little bit.
Aditi, I was very annoyed when about 2 weeks ago, the Tomlin's going to get fired if he doesn't win this division. Harbaugh's going to get fired if he doesn't come back and make the playoffs. Just because I feel like, I just feel like we've done this so many times. And it just feels like an evergreen thing that the national media tends to do. But you've covered this division for long enough. When you hear some of the things that have been said this year, does it feel like it does to me, which is old hat? Or do you think that those are two interesting head coaching spots to watch the rest of the season?
No. I mean, well, definitely not Mike Tomlin. When Mike Tomlin leaves Pittsburgh, it will be because Mike Tomlin has decided to leave Pittsburgh. That's that. He will exit. There's no other way that happens. There's a greater chance of Steve Bisciotti saying that it's time to move on from John Harbaugh than it is from Art Rooney saying that he wants a different head coach. And Steve Bisciotti has already put John Harbaugh on notice. You know, he did that once in the year that Joe Flacco, in fact, got hurt and Lamar Jackson came in as a rookie and started those final 7-8 games, whatever it was. So that's more likely. But again, on the scale of, you know, it's so easy to sit here and denigrate the coach you have, but then you really have to ask what else out there is that much better? And is it just about the coach that you have tweaking a few things, evolving and growing?
Yeah, no, that's fair. We've been trying to figure out quarterbacks already because this is just kind of the world that we're living in. And the past couple of days, Kyler Murray's come up. Earlier today, Brock Purdy came up.
Mac Jones, don't you dare forget McCorkle.
It's kind of like whichever one San Francisco decides. It's a weird situation in San Francisco right now, Aditi. We can't figure out what exactly is happening there. It seems
Tua.
Like Tua's another then we got to bring to the table. Like these aren't bad quarterbacks, but they also don't invoke
these
a lot
are
of
not,
confidence.
These are not your answers. This is not the Cleveland Browns should not be going after Kyler Murray or Tua Tagovailoa. That's not the answer.
Are you a heightist too, like Peter Lynn?
I am a heightist. I like my quarterbacks taller.
No, because I'm a very short person myself, and so I would never sit here and say height is the be-all, end-all. Look at Drew Brees, but no.
I saw the irony in it, too.
For a variety of other years.
Having stood next to you, and you make me feel like Andre the Giant at training camp. Thankfully,
that's my superpower. I tell that to everyone. I said that to Johnny Manziel once. I said, my superpower is that I make everybody look tall.
And my superpower is I make most people look skinny.
Yeah. There you go. All right, guys, I hate to do this, but I'm pulling into the airport.
Be good, Aditi. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Aditi.
Thanks so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.